Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 20, the Lord spoke to Judah and the people of Jerusalem. He said, "Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem." Sometimes we just need to get in the right position to fulfill God's plan. And sometimes stepping up requires us to act, to do something. In today's message, Pastor Joel breaks down what it means to step up in the purpose God is calling you into.
And the word step also refers to a flat surface. A flat surface that's put in series in height is called steps. They call them steps, okay? As in the steps that lead to your home or the steps that lead to your job, right? In that sense, then we understand that the purpose of those steps, as in stair steps, are what? To lift you to a higher level, right? Stairs lift you to a higher level. So then the meaning of the word step clearly infers that we're talking about stepping. We're talking about moving somewhere. We're talking about moving somewhere in a particular direction, all right? Moving to a higher plane, so to speak. I know you all know Stevie Wonder, huh? Stevie wrote a song years ago. It was quite inspirational at the time called, what was the name of it? I forgot. I think it's called The Higher Plane, right? Yeah, that's what he talked about. He wrote a song long, long ago, probably before some of you all were born. But Higher Ground, that's what it was, Higher Ground. He said, "I got to keep on trying till I reach the higher ground." He said, "My higher ground." He was talking about stepping up to a higher plane, a higher level. Now, and while I can applaud Stevie for being a blind man who can't see, but he could see that he needed to reach higher, I can applaud him for that. But I really don't know what Stevie's idea of higher ground is. That's his higher ground. So although I applaud him, I'm more interested in what God has in store, what God's idea of reaching to a higher ground is. Because if I'm going to go with man, and I love Stevie Wonder, but I love God even more. I want to know what the creator of the world is telling me. What does it mean to step up? What does it mean to step to a higher level? So God has a plan for each and every one of us. He's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for you. And we want to know what that is. So that's what we want to speak about today. Stepping up in our lives, stepping up in our walks with Christ, moving to another level, another area, another arena by God's will and not by our will. That's what this sermon is about. And by the way, I'm talking about stepping up with God. Again, by his standards and for his purpose. Amen. I know some of you that are going to hear this, some of you that are going to hear it on Periscope, not just for our group here, but this is going out across the nation and the world. Some of you were probably with it when I said stepping up, because in our own minds, we think we have the answer. We think we know how to step up. Yeah, we're people normally, we think we know where we need to be. I'm okay. I got it together. I know what I'm doing. We're quick to think we can handle everything. And that's how the devil fools us, y'all. But when I mention stepping up by God's will and God's standards, well, that's a horse of a different color. Because after all, the Bible tells us, if you look at Isaiah 55 and 8 and 9, the Lord's word says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts." That's important. That's big, because the truth is, some people don't want to operate by God's standards. Mm-hmm. That takes work. That takes sacrifice. See, we know sometimes that God's standards are different than our standards. God's desires for us are different from our desires for us. So we just turn a blind ear to God. We go, "Oh, no, I don't want to hear that." See, that's the problem. God's standards are not always the same as our standards. So something or somebody has to give. Something has to give. Somebody has to give in. I'll give you a hint. It's not going to be God. It's not going to be the Lord. He tells you right there in Malachi 3:6, he says, I, the Lord, do not change. I ain't changing, okay? So we need to get with it. Otherwise, we're going to have a long road to toe. You can go around all you want to. You can spin in circles like one of them old spinning tops when we were little. You just pump them. You go, woo, woo, woo. And they go, woo, woo, woo. And they spin for a long time. Some of us are going to be going in circles for a long time until we realize that God is the answer. That means we've got to dial in to God. We got to tune in to Jesus. We got to make sure we hear his voice and make sure we get the frequency right, like tuning in to the proper radio station. We got to tune in to Jesus in order to be pointed in the right direction. Okay? We want to see, this is a stepping up is a process. And you've got to tune in to Jesus to know which way to go. All right? Think of it like this, church. Unless you tune in to God's standards, okay, you think you've stepped up. But remember, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So although in your reasoning you consider yourself to have stepped up, guess what? In God's eyes, you may just be marking time. You ain't stepped nowhere yet. He's telling you what to do, but you haven't received it yet. You know the word somewhat, but guess what? You ain't stepped out in faith yet. Right. You just marking time. And that's important. Marking time, but going nowhere. Depending on the direction you're moving, your step up might be a step down. This is real talk. I hope y'all heard that. Unless we're stepping in God's direction, our steps up may be steps down. Some people take things upon themselves and God is nowhere in it. Wind up getting the tails in the crack. Some of us go through financial troubles because what? We made the wrong decision at the wrong time. We thought the market was good. Market crashed. We didn't even access God. We didn't know what he wanted for our lives. You put your money into a scam, a pyramid. Just a few years ago, there were some people telling us to put funds into a certain pyramid. That's what it was. We were meeting over people's houses, and the Lord said, go. Not for me to do it, just for me to see how people were doing the wrong thing. People meeting each week. Do you know this was about a year and a half ago? Do you know that if you talk to those people now, it's like it didn't happen? Everybody just dumped their money into some of their hard-earned cash, and guess what? It's oop-ta-goo. That's an old Korean term for gone. It's oop-ta-goo, okay? It's gone. What was that all about? How many people asked the Lord? And these were people that know the Bible, y'all. Somewhere there was a disconnect. Some people take themselves, take it upon themselves to do things. They, in a marriage, a situation, marry the wrong person, leads to divorce and ruin. And you can suffer serious, disastrous setbacks because of making decisions without accessing God. Those are just a couple of examples of our attempts to step up by our own reasoning. And they wind up being steps down because now you got to get to where you were before you can even move. You started here. You took a step down. Now you're trying to dig yourself out of a hole. Get back to the surface. And now get on higher ground, as Stevie said. Well, then there are those who just refuse to step up, even when they know God is telling them. They just refuse to step up. Invested too much in our own ways. Got lost in the world, had our eyes fixed on the things of the world and what the world tells us is good. Too much MTV. What else? I don't even know what else is out there. Yeah, YouTube. Mm-hmm. Facebook. Now, don't get me wrong. Those things can't be good, but understand that if it's reaching a lot of people at the time, the devil is going to be in it. So you have to be able to weed through. You have to be, my daughter told me the other day that life is full of minefields and you have to watch where you walk. You have to watch how you navigate through Facebook. You have to watch what you see on TV. You have to look out for the subliminal messages that they're trying to feed you that are meant for you to take a step back, meant for you to take a step down when God is saying, focus on me, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Obey my commandments. I won't steer you wrong. See? Those are the things that we have to look at. All right. So let's go. Let's go to our Bible and see what else God is saying to the church today in regards to stepping up. I'm going to ask my Miss Wonderful, O-N-E-R-F-U-L, Miss Wonderful, Pastor Annalisa Stay in Step Jones, to take us to the book of Judges, chapter 4. She's been taking care of me, y'all. When I was on the men, she's been a good nurse. She's hard, but she's been a good nurse.
I thought I was a warden.
No, you were a nurse today. Okay. Not a warden. The warden left a few weeks ago. And can you read for us Judges chapter 4? And we're going to go to read verses 4 to 9, please.
Judges chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Mm-hmm. Chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at the time. And Brother Dave, you can turn the mic down a little, please. And she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and the mountains of Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called for Barak, the son of Abinoam, and said to him, "Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, go and deploy troops at Mount Tabor? Take with you 10,000 men of sons of Naphtali and the sons of Zebulun. And against you I will deploy Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude of the river Kishon, and I will deliver him into your hand." So I think I need some new glasses, y'all. So, and Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." Mm-hmm. Verse 9 said, "So she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking. There will be no journey, there will be no glory for you and the journey you are taking, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Pastor. So as you see, saints, the Holy Spirit, as you know, he gives me many examples from his word to show the history of the Bible, how people in the Bible who were reluctant to do what God called upon them to do. We all know about Jonah, for instance, right? He ran from God. We know how Gideon had to be persuaded over and over to do God's work, right? And of course, there are others in the Bible who tried to get out of stepping up, right, when called by God. But in this case now, we see a man named Barak, or Barak, whichever way you want to pronounce it, on whom God called for an assignment. He was to take down Sisera and the Canaanite army, right? And the scriptures point out that Barak was, did they say he was reluctant to accept the assignment? Is that right? Am I using the appropriate word by saying he was reluctant to do as God? Well, yeah, in a way. But, you know, it's actually, he wasn't reluctant. He refused, didn't he? He flat out refused, okay? His mindset was saying, "No, I'm not going to do it." See? Reluctant, yes. You all being nice. Y'all being nice and saying that he was reluctant. But he said right there that, "I'm not going to do it unless you, Deborah, go with me." That's what he said. What does that tell you? He had his own idea, didn't he? Now, this man, I want you to know, was considered a warrior, or at least a leader. They didn't just meet, okay? He had a background. He had history, okay? He was a leader. And so he had done some things, obviously, to please God, but this time he said, "No, I'm not going to do it," for whatever reason. For whatever reason, he said, "No, I'm not going to do it." What makes a leader, what makes a man whom God has put in a position to lead, God has put in a position to do a job, what would make a man who's got history with the Lord, who knows about our God, what would make a man slink back and say, "Woman, you take it"? What would make a man step back instead of stepping up? Y'all, I'm hearing all the word. Y'all throwing them out. Fear, pride, lack of faith, his own desires. All those are true. Rebellion. Rebellion, absolutely. Even when Deborah explained to him the outcome would infer that the Lord has to use a woman instead of a man. Because he didn't step up on his own. Isn't that what it said in verse 9? Let me see. What does it say in verse 9? I want to read that again. So she said, I'll surely go up with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking. For the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Then she went on and rose and did what she had to do. Now let's pause here for a minute, church, because for some soul searching. We sit here today and look at this guy, Barak. And you say, well, Pastor, you're being hard. He did go. Well, he did. He did. But God wants vehicles that are going to start up each time. Do you have much faith in the car you drive if it sputters? Or it start up on Wednesday, but you couldn't take it on Monday because it didn't start up? You want a car that's going to start up. You want people in your life that are going to do what they said they were going to do, don't you? If you're married, you want a man that's going to step up and do the right thing, don't you? Huh? If you got sons, you want those sons to do the right thing. If you got whoever your family member is, male or female, we're supposed to do the right thing, right? We're supposed to be ready to go. Parents that do the right thing. So I don't know why he did that. Because what he was saying was that I'm not going unless a woman goes with me. That's what he was saying. That's unheard of in battle. Not that women can't do the job. Aren't we seeing it in the church? Come on. Here's a point to ponder, saints. Who's taking the lead in churches today? Who's filling up the prayer rooms today? The men of the church or the women? Who's filling up the prayer lines? Who's on the prayer lines today, church? Men or women? Okay, y'all have to answer. Who's assembling themselves in services today? I don't care where your church is. I don't care how big or how small it is. I'm looking at the camera now. Who's filling up the churches today, men or women? How many Siseras and how many Deborahs do we have in the church today? Who makes all the arrangements in the churches today? Who provides everyone with a hot meal and a hearty hallelujah today? We all know. More often than not, it's the women of the church, y'all. Now, this sermon is not being preached to bash men. I want y'all to know that right now. Oh, there's enough to go around. But certainly, God wants us all to know, male and female, that we all need to step up in specific areas. He just pointed this scripture out to me at the time. But if we expect to be used for God's divine purposes, we all need to be ready to step up. Male and female need to be ready to step up because we are at war. And this story in Judges is appropriate because Barak, it seems, had more faith in Deborah than he did in God. For whatever reason, at that moment, I don't know how else to say it. Because if he had faith in God, wouldn't he say, okay, I'm going. I'm going either way. I got to go. That's my boss. Boss is calling. That's my leader. That's my commander. That's the one who birthed me. That's the one who parted the Red Sea. That's the one that dealt with Moses. That's the one that smote 185,000 men in one night. I'm telling you, that's the one I'm going to be with. If he's giving me a little bitty assignment, I know I can handle it. Whether a man or woman, a child or the dog goes with me, I don't need anybody but Jesus. As long as I know he's telling me to go, I got to get on up out of here. It seems to me that that's what would have been said. So I really can't fathom why he said that. I'm playing Monday morning quarterback. I wasn't there at the time. So I don't know what he was thinking about. Maybe it was just a lapse. Maybe the devil just got to him. But it certainly is in this Bible so we can learn from it. That's what I've got to say. Now, Deborah, on the other hand, she was solid in her faith. She didn't say, I'm a judge, not a warmonger. She didn't say, I'm not going with you, Sisera, because I shouldn't. She didn't even blink an eye, did she? She said, okay, but you know what that's going to mean, but let's go. And she went with him. She was solid in her faith in God. She didn't back up. She didn't take a step back. As it reads in the scripture, she went right along with him. She just advised him on how it would look and what to consider since he made this decision. So we see that men, of course, must be willing to step up and man the positions in the church that God has given us. And get this, guys, I'm not talking about positions such as pastoring and teaching. We'll step up for some glory. I'm not talking about those positions. I know police officers when I worked the streets that always wanted to come in when we had parades and always wanted to go out into schools and let the children look at our uniforms. But when it came time to going up against a gun on a stairway where there's no light at the top of the stairs and you got to go straight up and then straight down, that's when they ducked around the corner. Mm-hmm. When a child's life was at stake and he was being held hostage, and I had 7, 8 officers hiding behind the wall when I got there. And I said, what are we waiting on? They said, well, it's a child up there, and they got a gun to him in East Oakland. And I said, so what are we waiting on? They said, well, it's 11:55, and we're about to change shift. And I said, so we going to wait? I said, man, I'll go. And I went. See, and that's the same principles that I live by now. Somebody got to do it, y'all. That's my doggone job to do it. That's my job to do it. That's my job to do it. And the whole unit. Let me tell you, I tell that story because what you see on TV is not, you got to be behind the scenes sometimes. These were men, storied men, famous men in police work. 2 or 3 of them were very well known. I ain't going to mention no names. But they were legends, so they say. These were some men who taught me, supposedly, some things when I first came on. But that night, they pulled a Sisera. That night, they wouldn't go. And you got a child up there with a gun to his head, possibly. Somebody's got to go. We ain't got 10 minutes. We got to do something now. And if he got to shoot me 6, 7 times, let him exhaust his rounds in me so that this child can live. But somebody's got to go. See? Now, when we serve the Lord has called you to step up. He's called you, Mr. Christian. He's called you, Miss Christian, to step up. We got to obey him like we obey our bosses at work. And we got to obey him and show up for the fracas like it's like we're dropped in Vietnam. It's too late to step back. It's time to step up. We said, Lord, I'll follow you for the rest of my life. You are my Lord and Savior. You went to the mat for me. I'm going to go to the mat for you. So we see we got to be willing to step up, all of us. We all know what the Bible teaches about leadership and men in leadership and just leadership of the church in general. It doesn't exclude women. But we've got to first learn to serve before we learn to lead, don't we? But men and women, we've got to learn to pray and worship God in spirit and in truth. We all have to learn to assemble ourselves, the Lord said. Assemble ourselves in Bible study, both during the week as well as in service on the weekend. Praying both corporately as well as privately. Some people don't get that. I don't know. I'm just putting out what the Lord told me. And he said, praying in between time. Huh? You said, that's a lot of praying. I ain't never done that before. I mean, I pray in the morning. I pray before I eat. You know, pray that the food tastes good, but you know, but you're talking about praying. Well, that's what the Lord is saying.
Amen. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're so thankful for your support. If you haven't had the opportunity to sow a financial seed and have the desire and the means to do so, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website where giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Join us Sundays for live worship services on Facebook at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. And don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for the continuation of Stepping Up with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time.